This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose. And I will add, with Professor D on the mic over there, and Papa D on the horn, giving us the NASCAR update. So before we left for the break, we were getting into it a little bit, talking about Danica getting tapped in the rear. And Papa D lost his notes, so we had to take a moment to
reflect. He got excited from that.
You usually have to pay a little extra to see something like that.
Well, you do, but well, go ahead, Papa D, fill us in on the remaining news in NASCAR.
Okay, this week we're going to Martinsville, Virginia. We have a little, it's just a little over a half-mile track.
Bumper cars.
It's oval.
Yeah.
It was built in 1947. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Bunch of left turns.
Yep. Left turns round and round.
Is that a night race or no?
In the points.
Sorry.
Kevin Harvick, still number one. Jimmy Johnson, number two. Jimmy Johnson won last week, week before last. I moved him up. Carl Edwards, number three. Danny Hamlin, number four. Kyle Busch, number five. And poor old Kyle has been fined $10,000 in his Xfinity race the other week. He got a little upset and would not do a promotional interview, so they fined him $10,000. Good for him.
That's my boy.
Joey Logano is number six. Kurt Busch is number seven. Dale Earnhardt Jr. number eight.
And yeah, top ten.
Top eight entries is in points. And old Brad Kalawaski-Wally, he's number nine, and Austin Dillon has moved up to number 10, and we believe Chase Elliott is 16th. So Chase Elliott's coming on. He finished sixth in the Auto Club in California, so he's having a good year.
What is who'd you say number nine was?
Kalawaski.
Okay. Hey, what about NASCAR and Xfinity Series driver Derek White? Have you heard anything about that situation?
Never heard nothing about him. Never known him. Never heard of him. All I heard was he was smuggling cigarettes into Canada.
Yeah, he got busted as part of a huge tobacco smuggling ring, and apparently he's one of the high up ranking officials in this ring where they were purchasing tobacco leaf in bulk in North Carolina, smuggling it across the Canadian border, and then they would actually manufacture the cigarettes and sell them. And he got there was a big bust that went down earlier this week on Wednesday, I believe, and there were 60 people arrested across Quebec and Ontario, and most of them were affiliated with either biker gangs or organized crime. And Derek White, who is actually an American Indian heritage, who lives in Canada, so he became last year the first Native American to start a NASCAR race.
What race?
He's the first Native American to be kicked out of NASCAR. Look at that.
Yeah, I think he was most of the stuff he did was he went through the Truck Series for a while, Xfinity Series a little bit, and then I think he may have started a couple of races on the Sprint Cup level, but. Looking at his record in the Truck Series and whatnot, he didn't seem to have a very good luck at it. But so he was a better smuggler than he was a driver, apparently.
Apparently not, because he got caught.
He can drive for the federal now.
Yeah, probably so. But so he was. They haven't confirmed yet if he has actually been arrested. But one story said that he had turned himself in. One of the seizures that they did, they recovered 52,800 kilos of tobacco, 836 kilos of cocaine, 21 kilos of meth, 100 grams of fentanyl, and 35 pounds of marijuana is what they took over in one of the raids there in Canada, too. And they also said that the amount of tobacco that he had brought illegally across the Canadian border totaled up to be something like 530 million Canadian dollars in tax dollars that should have been paid to Canada bringing all the tobacco over. So estimated 2,294 tons of tobacco they smuggled across the border, so he may be going away for a while.
Yeah, he'd probably get tapped in the rear, too.
No question, no question.
Okay, guys, let's get back to something right here.
All right.
Martinsville, if you had to choose Kevin Harvick or Jimmy Johnson, which one would you choose to win at Martinsville?
Well, if I was betting, I'd have to bet on Jimmy Johnson just because of just his history.
What is his history there?
I'm not necessarily at that track, but just overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what his history is.
Probably not very good in Martinsville.
He's going to explain to you why you're wrong.
Yes.
Kevin Harvick has one win and three top finishes in Martinsville.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Johnson has 8 wins and 18 top finishes.
Uh-huh.
At Martinsville.
Oh, okay.
So, maybe I would have to go a little bit for Jimmy Johnson.
There you go.
But of course, probably somebody like Danica will win.
Probably so. That's why it's NASCAR. You never know what's going to happen.
What is Martinsville Speedway known for, other than racing?
Most people getting tapped in the rear. I don't know.
Wow.
Wrecks, crashes, cautions.
Now, I bet Professor D has heard this. They sell more hot dogs than any raceway in the United States. They will sell over 50,000 hot dogs on race weekend.
Well, those hillbillies in Virginia love their hot dogs. Wow.
They love their 12-inch kielbasas, I tell you what.
I saw a video on
Uncle Bill.
One of those how it's made videos on hot dogs, and that'll make you not want to eat a hot dog ever again.
What?
So
it's all meat.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's all beef.
It's all meat parts. But well, good deal. Well, we're going to that wrap up the NASCAR segment.
Yeah, that wraps up NASCAR. The only thing now I can say is go Donald Trump.
Go Trump. He's one of the ones at the events that are assaulting people.
Well, that's all right. Maybe they need it.
Maybe so.
They a little and sense
that,
knocked
hey,
into
I think them. When that boy run up that air aisle and that 78-year-old man stepped out, put an elbow in his face, he thought what mattered.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
Hey,
and that's the D.O.
Town hall meeting last night.
No, I didn't. I didn't catch that. We had baseball practice. I didn't catch it. Anybody else catch that? Jackson?
No, negative.
No, negative. Y'all are really into it, boys.
we have our opinions despite a town hall meeting.
Yeah, well, y'all go ahead and vote for Hillary or Bernie.
Bernie's my man.
Bernie's the man.
Yeah,
Hillary all the way. What are you talking about?
You're already wanting free education.
That's me. Check.
Check off the list.
Education, lower education, yep. All kind of grants, loans out there for education.
Check.
Let them work for it.
Well, Bobby D, we're going to
work is way overrated.
Due to time constraints, we're going to cut in here, and I'm going to go back and finish up the sports. We all, as always, appreciate you calling in on keeping us straight on the NASCAR and all the happenings. But we'll get you back in and give us an update in a week or two.
Okay, Gavin, remember, Uncle Bill loves you.
That's great.
Yeah, it's only one-way love.
All right, yeah, let's talk about real quick. Let's go Atlanta Hawks. We don't talk a whole lot about NBA on the sports, but they actually clinched a playoff spot this week and are at the current moment leading the Southeast Division by a slim margin over the Miami Heat. And actually have a great opportunity to win the division title as well. There's only a couple of games left in the regular season, and I hope they can hold off the Heat and bring home that banner for the roof inside there. But keep an eye on them. They've got the third best record in the Eastern Conference, but it does probably look like the finals are probably going to come down to the Warriors or the Cavs or the Spurs this year. Those teams are just on fire and have had great seasons, so keep an eye on the Hawks, man. Cheer for them, tune in to them. And next story I've got is just for Action Jackson.
All right, let's hear it.
This is for you.
Let me set my phone device down.
I knew that you would want to know all about this, so I did it just for you.
Is this about my boy?
It is.
So listen, before you say anything, yes. I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
So I have forgiven Jay Cutler. I have.
That's mighty big of you to say.
Well, listen, forgiveness is not for him, it's for me. Okay.
Well,
I have forgiven him
for
his sorry play. I have forgiven him for his terrible attitude. I have forgiven him for throwing fits like a 3-year-old child out on the field. I have forgiven him.
You've forgiven him?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
So you're truly a fan now?
I have always been a fan. That's why I hate him so much.
So you'll be happy to hear then, having said all that Jay Cutler was inducted into the Vanderbilt Hall of Fame last Friday.
Well, he should, because when he played Georgia last time and he fumbled 4 times in the first half, he should be inducted.
Hey, well, listen, he's there all time. He holds the all-time records in attempts, completions, yards, and touchdowns. And he is the best quarterback in Vanderbilt school history.
Yes, he is.
And he's also easily one of the SEC's greatest quarterbacks.
That was negative.
Ever.
Negative. And you know what makes me mad about that article? Because he has the talent to be the best. Jay Cutler is a good quarterback. You know what kills Jay Cutler?
Losing?
His attitude.
His attitude.
He is the example
and the fact
of,
that
of
he...
poor sportsmanship. He's the example of not coachable. He is the example of what not to do when you're in a stressful situation.
So, and you put all those things together and you make it into a successful NFL quarterback.
Listen, I just don't understand. You know, I mean, he's the example. I mean, that's why he's never won the big games.
So that's your boy, old Cutler.
And by the way, I have forgiven.
You have forgiven.
I have forgiven.
Okay. So last but not least, the Braves season gets underway Monday, Sabatine, at 4:10 at home against the Nationals. They always start the season where they play one game and then have a day off and then play another game.
I have a question. That's why my hand is
raised.
Please call on me.
Yes, David, what's your question?
Okay, thank you. I was wondering if Mr. Ransom, you know, the guy that has it like that, is going to supply some tickets to go see the Gwinnett Braves play.
Oh, that's a good question. Devin, your response?
Devin?
He's talking Atlanta Braves opening day.
I know, but I don't want to put him out.
We don't want to put him in that
situation.
We're satisfied with Gwinnett Braves tickets.
We'll see.
We'll see.
You like
that
answer?
Which in parent land means...
Apparently, no.
No. So, after they did... You know, we talked about last week about who the fifth starter was going to be, and we thought that it might be Fulton Nevich, but they actually sent Fulton Nevich back to AAA. And even Fultonevich said that he was nowhere near ready.
They have a lot of players that they've sent back to AAA.
Well, I mean,
which is the reason why I want to go and watch them.
That happens every year. I mean, they not all went back to AAA. A lot of them went down even lower to some of the other teams. But Fultonevich said he was nowhere near ready. He had surgery in the offseason. Actually had a piece of his rib removed. So he's still trying to get his delivery
polished.
What, is
his name Marilyn Manson?
No.
I was going down that road too.
Maybe same surgery for a different reason. So as of right now, it looks like they're still unsure of who that fifth starter is going to be. Manny Banuelos, who was thought to be one of them, is having some elbow discomfort. We don't know how long that's going to take or if it's serious. And then Julius Chacin just hasn't had a good spring. He's not going to make it. But right now, the four starters are you got Julio Teheran, who's your opening day starter, Bud Norris, who's had a very rocky spring.
Who?
Bud Norris.
Good old Bud.
And Matt Whistler, who is one of the young kids that's had a great spring. It looked really good. He pitched some last year. And also John Gant, who...
I know Whistler's mother.
Yeah, really? But John Gant, who will be the other one of the five starters, who's had a great spring. They got him through a trade last year. I believe it's the same trade.
No kidding, Ron Gant, right?
That get no, totally, totally different.
Listen, Devin, you just don't throw out names in totally, baseball because they remind
John
you.
John and Ron Gant. I mean,
totally,
on,
totally different lineage.
Sounds very similar.
So, the Braves purchased the contract of Jeff Francoeur.
Yes.
And Devin, what that means is he made the team.
I'm aware.
Oh.
I am very well aware that okay. Jeff Francoeur made the team.
He made the team. Good for Jeff.
I'm going to have
man.
A lot of fun at the Gwinnett Braves games.
Did they buy the contract from Lucifer? Who did they buy it from?
The other team. Another team.
Yeah.
And so the opening day starting roster, I think, is going to be Tehran, who's obviously going to get the start. We all know that. A.J. Pierzynski behind the plate. Freddie Freeman at first. I think, my opinion, Emilio Bonifacio is going to start at second.
What's that fast again?
Yep. Bonifacio. Eric Ibar sounds is going like to be Bonner. Your shortstop.
Muhammad Dakalala.
UGA grad Gordon Beckham. I think he'll get the start at third. And Hector Oliveira in left, Michael Bourne in center, and Nick Markakis in right field, who has had a terrible spring.
And, but yet, we'll see. He's going to start.
He'll get the start because they're paying him a lot of money, and
so
he's going
to
start.
I'm going to get paid a lot of money to not put forth my best effort, Jay Cutler, and then I'm going to get the start.
I feel like you have not forgiven Jay Cutler.
I have forgiven Jay Cutler.
No, you haven't.
I think Icon says the same thing about Manny Moe and Jack.
Listen,
for somebody here.
Listen, I have forgiven Jay Cutler, just like you have forgiven Uncle Bill.
Not so great, Uncle Bill.
It's not so great, Uncle Bill. Okay. You got to get it right.
Spouses did.
Not so great, Uncle Bill, is just not so great to me. It's not so great to all the rest of the cousins and siblings and stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
I think if you actually forgive him, you would have to not call him not so great Uncle Bill anymore.
The name fits.
Okay. Where's Uncle Bill at right now?
I have no idea.
Can we get him on the phone? And ask him a couple questions.
Could he be a guest?
Can we have him call in? Could you send him a text?
I feel as if we need to get to the bottom of this.
I don't even know his phone number.
What if we made some calls real quick and said, hey, let's get him on the phone. Let's get him in here. Let's just ask him, hey, what's the problem?
Well, first off, you don't
want to
get him in here.
We're adults now. You can't talk to us this way.
I should probably bring you to Chattanooga so you can meet the man, the myth himself.
This is not the Dr. Laura show. Let's keep going with GRE, please.
I was just experimenting. Something Hillary did in college.
No. Not so great, Uncle Bill.
And there it is.
Not so great, Uncle Bill does a little experimenting
as
well.
That is when we come back from our break. We're going to discuss a little bit of Hillary, who did some experimenting in college.
Well, also we got I got a couple little things as far as our tech talk. So we've got some new Reebok shoes.
Are you doing that now?
That are coming out, huh?
Are you doing tech talk now?
Go ahead and do tech talk now.
Want to do tech talk? We can do tech talk now.
Knock it out. Let's do it.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get started. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the Matrix.
Look at that. So much faster.
It sounds faster, but at the end of the day, it's not.
It's not.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I wonder where we're going from.
That's what Not So Green Uncle Bill said.
That's right. So, unlike the Matrix... There was another movie that came out that many of you may have heard of.
I want to guess it.
Okay.
Back to the Future.
No.
No.
This movie was released in 1986. It was...
That could have been Back to the Future.
And Back to the Future was released in 1985.
Oh, Back to the Future 2.
Shame on you.
No. Those shoes have already been released, and they were Nike. These are Reebok shoes. So,
Space Jam?
No. Space Jam was in the 90s,
93,
right?
I think.
Alien.
That is correct. Man, how'd you guess that? Yes, 1986 with Sigourney Weaver as...
Not so great Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. As alien butt kicker Ellen Ripley. Well, 20th Century Fox has declared that April the 26th to be Alien Day. And so, on April 26th, Reebok is releasing out Sigourney Weaver's butt-kicking alien shoes.
So I got to do a tech talk, dude.
Yeah, dude. Let's get there.
It is straight-up tech talk. Straight up. Because
technically, they're going to produce those shoes.
So
I guess. I don't know.
No, this is straight-up. This is straight-up tech talk.
And talk about them.
Yeah. This is straight-up tech talk. So these shoes have awesome manual laces.
Wow!
Or actually, no, manual Velcro straps.
Nice.
That you have to use. But we're going to get into more about those phenomenal Reebok shoes, and even more wonderful deals from CNET here when we come back from break. And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.